Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I wanna dance with my baby.
Well, hello, hello, hello there. Come on in. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, and we're available online via the UK Health Radio app and also simply ask Alexa. A rather warm welcome to Acupuncture Point. Hello, hello, dear friends. How are you? How are you? I hope that you are doing really, really well. You are listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. And as I said before, we are available online via the UK Health Radio app. And of course, we are also available via Alexa. Now, however you do listen to us, I'm just so, so grateful that you do, because your support means that more people are going to be touched by our message of positivity, light and love. So whilst I'm wiping away the condensation that has filled the corners of my eyes, let me now go through today's itinerary for today's acupuncture point. We're going to discover how acupuncture can help with neuropathy, which is associated with diabetes. We will discover whether acupuncture can help with Bell's palsy. I've had Bell's palsy and it was rotten, but more about that later on. We are going to shine a very flattering spotlight on facial acupuncture. And we're also going to spend some time just having some fun with my book, Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen, which is available now via Amazon. And if that wasn't enough, we're also going to be playing another marvellous round of Game of Themes. Oh yes we are. And if you'd like to join in the tremendous fun, all you need to do is to see if you're able to connect the dots and guess the cryptic connections that link together all of the glorious music that I'm going to be playing for you in today's show.
That makes you feel good.
Nagging pain.
We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting Acupuncture Point this week. We would love for you to follow us on social media because it really is a tremendous way for us to improve the ripple effect, so to get our message out even further. So if you've not yet done so, please like and follow us across all of the usual social media platforms because we have got a lot of positivity that just waiting to burst out and to be shared. So now I wanted to talk a little about diabetic neuropathy and to also explore how acupuncture might be able to help people who have this condition. Now, I've got a lot of family members who've got diabetes, both here and in Mauritius, which is where my family is from. Sadly, when you have diabetes, if it isn't very well controlled, it can lead to all sorts of additional problems. And diabetic neuropathy is one of the things that can happen if you have diabetes. So essentially, if you've got high blood sugar, it can injure nerves throughout your body. And this can cause diabetic neuropathy, which usually or most often damages nerves in the legs and the feet. Now, depending on what nerves have been affected, the symptoms, they're really not very nice. They can include pain and numbness in the feet, in the feet and hands, and also in the legs. And it can make simple things like driving or even standing up to put on your clothes in the morning. It can make those very simple things quite difficult. And it can mean that people often become a bit fearful about doing things. And this has a knock-on effect on the lives that people are able to live. Now, in my clinic, I've been lucky enough to have helped some patients with diabetic neuropathy, and a few of them would come to me with pains in their legs, tingling sensations, and again that sense of, but I can't quite feel the floor when I'm standing up, and so that meant, you know, that they would reduce things like driving. They would find even things like standing still for a while to be difficult. And even walking could become a problem. And also this leads to its own problems, doesn't it? You know, because how can you exercise if you're not able to walk confidently? How are you able to dress and to look after yourself if standing is a problem? So I found treating these patients to be very, very rewarding because I noticed quite strong and quite immediate effects. I would on your feet and on your legs, there are some main points that I would use, some points on the surface of your foot. Also, there are some points that you can use It sounds a little bit gross, but it really does help, particularly if you've got numbness in your toes, in between the webs of the toes. And so I would pop those needles in. And usually my style of treatment is to put the needles in and to take them out quite quickly. But when I'm treating a condition like this, I would tap them in, being really, really, really careful to be super, super, super clean, to wipe points before and to wipe points afterwards with an antiseptic wipe. Really important, particularly with diabetic patients. And I've also got a wonderful, wonderful device. It's called a Saluma, and it's an LED lighting device. I'm going to try to set up an interview in a couple of weeks with the people who've created this stuff, because it really is amazing. Because I would then lie this device, this LED light device, over the feet, switch it on a setting relating to circulation, and leave my patient there for half an hour. And the effects would be really very, very remarkable. I would notice, I would hear from these patients a pretty much immediate reduction in pain. They'd be able to stand up a lot more confidently, and they would just feel that the numb sensation, that feeling of walking on that feeling of walking on marshmallows had gone, and they were able to connect better with the floor. So those for me are really big success stories. So I want now to talk about a study that was conducted pretty recently, just earlier on this year actually, which demonstrates that acupuncture is clinically effective at relieving symptoms for patients with diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Sorry, my lips are too big for my mouth. And these researchers demonstrated the effects of two different protocols. And they were showing how if you use a warm needle acupuncture approach together with vitamin B12 supplements, that this outperforms the supplements alone. Really, really interesting. They were able to show that it was significantly effective in reducing numbness in the lower extremities, reducing pain, and also reducing immobility. Isn't that wonderful? They also demonstrated that many of the symptoms were persisted. So for this study, they had 120 cases of people who were admitted to their hospital between January 2019 to February 2021. And they were randomized. So some people got the vitamins only, and other people got the vitamins plus the acupuncture treatments. And they used various points on the legs and the feet. And I'm very glad, as I'm looking through this list, yes, they're using many of the points that I used, or would use rather. And they basically found that acupuncture optimizes patient outcomes in those people with diabetic peripheral neuropathy, specifically when compared to people who just had a vitamin supplementation. So my feeling, Kevin's moral, just bringing all of this together, my Aesop's fable moral for the day, is that let's investigate this more. Let's try, if you're listening to this and you have diabetes and you might be worrying about developing this sort of condition in the future, please talk to your doctor and say that this is something that you would like, because you've heard that it could help. Because it's only when more patients really start to raise their voices and to ring the bell, this is the way that people and the action of individuals like all of us can create a positive change for the rest of us. This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city.
got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining in and supporting this week's acupuncture point. Now, a couple of years ago, I went along. I remember it so, so well. It was a freezing cold day. I feel like we should be dimming the lights as I say this. It was a freezing cold day and the wind was blowing. Well, it was blowing so, so heavily. And I had just been to see a wonderful, now, what? How would I call it? It was a wonderful sort of psychic healer and a really lovely couple who I'd met at a party which was held at the house of a wonderful eccentric artist. And this couple were just so genuinely sweet. And they invited me to come along and to try the soul clearing. That's what it was called, soul clearing, to try a soul clearing session on them. So I trotted. They had their flat was in South Kensington. So I went along there, very, very posh around there. And I went and had this gorgeous, gorgeous session where they were doing lots of chanting and lots of very kindly things. And I got freezing cold and really, really wet on my way home. And I remember in order to warm myself up, I had a bath. And, you know, when children go into a bath, they fill their mouth with the water and they go poo like a little whale and spout out that water. Anyway, I decided that I would do that. And I suddenly discovered that I wasn't able to spit the water out. It sort of leaked out of one side. And then I looked at myself in the mirror, and it's because the whole of one side of my face had basically sagged down. So I had experienced Bell's palsy. It wasn't really, really bad Bell's palsy, but it was where one side was definitely less strong. I couldn't smile that much. And it looked a little bit like, you know, when you go to the dentist and you have an injection and you try to smile and you look a little bit fish-faced. I look a bit like that. I looked a little bit like that. Thankfully, it went away. I had a lot of acupuncture treatment over a very short amount of time. And I attribute that to helping the Bell's palsy to go. Now, sometimes Bell's palsy can stay for a very, very long time. And in my experience of it, the sooner that you're able to treat somebody for Bell's palsy, the better the outcome. I remember I once treated, this is when I was quite new in my practice, I once treated a youngster, I think he was about 15 years old, and he came to see me and we did a diagnosis and I did a treatment on him for his Bell's palsy and it went away the very next day. I remember also a couple of years ago, I did a treatment on a on this gentleman who was giving a presentation. Yes, he was giving a speech at the Victoria and Albert Museum in a few days' time. And he came to see me because his Bell's palsy had, well, he had Bell's palsy. And to the extent that he wasn't able to blink his eye on one side. And smiling was very difficult and his eye was becoming very dry. And again, I treated him once a day for 3 days and he was able to go to the V&A ball and he was able to give his presentation and nobody noticed anything. It was there ever so slightly, but it had improved so, so, so much that nobody noticed that just a few days earlier he had this. Now, let's just run through what some of the symptoms of Bell's palsy are. It's an inability to close your eye on the affected side, a drooping eye, and an asymmetrical smile. Now, the lifetime risk of you developing Bell's palsy is about 1 in 60. Now, the majority of people recover completely, but around 30% of people have lingering complications. Now, I have seen this work in my practice, but according to researchers, there are too few bits of statistics to confirm whether or not it's effective. I would say that I've had 100% success rate. So according to my little audit of my own practice, it's pretty, pretty perfect. So a study in 2015 of 14 studies that looked at 1,541 people, researchers found higher partial or complete recovery rates in people with Bell's palsy who received acupuncture compared with other treatments. I think that's pretty good, don't you? Another study from 2019 found similar results. And again, my feeling is that you should have acupuncture treatment in the first few days of developing the Bell's palsy. And actually, a 2021 review of studies researching the timing of when acupuncture is delivered demonstrated that it was mostly effective when it was given to you in the first 7 days after symptoms had developed. Now, when I went to China, I was lucky enough to go to China to a place several years ago now, to a place called Harbin, which is in northern China, and it borders with Siberia and also North Korea. Pretty, pretty chilly. And I went in November. It was freezing cold, absolutely freezing cold. And at that Chinese hospital where I was studying for a short while, they had a lot of people who came into their practice with Bell's palsy. A lot of people. And they attributed it to cold penetrating into the skin. And frankly, this is what I attribute my development of Bell's palsy in down to. All of that cold wind penetrating into my cheeks after doing that wonderful soul clearing session. So guess what I've just bought for the winter season? I've just bought myself a balaclava. And you know what? I don't care how unchic I look. All I care about is that I'm protecting my cheeks and protecting my face against the penetration of freezing cold winter wind. And also, I hope that I'm helping to mitigate my risk of developing Bell's palsy ever again.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for your support and for tuning in and listening to this week's Acupuncture Point. Have I mentioned recently, because clearly I mention this a lot, but have I mentioned recently that our station now has over 1.4 million listeners every single week? So to each and every one of you, thank you so much for your support and for helping us to share our message of positivity, good health, light, and frankly, love. Now, I wanted to talk about facial acupuncture. I love facial acupuncture. I really, really adore it. And for me, it is one of the best ways of helping to keep unwanted lines and unwanted sagging. I just help to keep those at bay with a little bit of facial acupuncture. I also use my my favourite tool, which is my Saluma device. It's so good. And I, together with some massage techniques, a bit of acupuncture, a bit of light treatment, I think I'm looking pretty good, you know, for a child of the 80s. Think I'm looking pretty good. I've got no interest in injecting my face with anything. I've got no interest in that. But I do like the idea of just keeping my face looking as smooth as it possibly can while still looking like me. Because so often, you know, when you look at people, they've had too much done. Or they've even had a little bit done and they just don't look like themselves. What I love about acupuncture and doing things very naturally is that you still look exactly the same as you did, but just a little fresher, a little lighter, and certainly with fewer lines and wrinkles. Now, I love the fact that acupuncture is becoming so much more mainstream, and I'm looking at an article that was written in the Times earlier on this week, where they are talking about their experience of trying acupuncture. So I'm going to read little bits out. I first tried acupuncture reluctantly on the recommendation of a friend decades ago to combat stress and long hours of a job that I had at the time. Blah, 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 blah. He had acupuncture fortnightly for 15 years and was never ill and always tiggerish with energy. How nice. I like that. Now, since then, he has tried aesthetic acupuncture on the face, a treatment to help lift and rejuvenate the complexion. And so he's seeing a practitioner based in the UK. He practices from a very, very fancy spa in Mayfair, one of the biggest, fanciest spas in the world. Dr. John Tascaris. Sorry if I pronounced that name incorrectly. Apparently it was a revelation. Without the use of devices or foreign substances, he uses his needles to shape the face by improving the firmness, elasticity and volume of the skin naturally and effectively. And this is done by placing tiny acupuncture needles in areas of the skin where volume has reduced and or where small lines have appeared. And this helps collagen fibers to tighten the skin structure by creating new collagen threads in the skin. It's such a wonderful treatment. It really is a wonderful treatment. And you will leave the clinic after having had an acupuncture treatment looking refreshed, with no big red marks or anything like this. You'll just look a bit brighter. Your cheeks will appear a little higher and your skin will certainly feel a whole lot firmer. And the results of this treatment, they continue to multiply over time. So you will gain benefits over an extended period. So like me, Dr. John is a member of the British Acupuncture Federation. I'm a member of the AAC, which is under the umbrella of the British Acupuncture Federation. And if you would like to find a suitably qualified practitioner, please do look up the British Acupuncture Federation or the Association of Acupuncture Clinicians, and we will be able to point you in the direction of a suitably qualified practitioner.
In the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping, you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. But he's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can't afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass.
Yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole.
Gosh, you know what? I completely ran out of time. I was having such a good time gassing with you that we no longer have time for me to talk about my wonderful, wonderful book, Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen. Oh, it would make a wonderful present for Christmas time, don't you think? So that will have to wait until next time. Now, have you been playing along to this week's cryptic game of themes? Well, of course. This week's theme is music, sharing love all around the world. So we started off with Madonna and her song Music. We played When Smokey Sings. We had Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, Don't Take Away the Music by the gorgeous Tavares, and this, The Sultans of Swing. And on that bum note, I should say, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to me, Kevin Durgin, here on UK Health Radio. I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. In fact, just next week. Lots of love. Take care. Goodbye.